After 16 years leading the Berkshire Natural Resources Council, Tad Ames will step down as the organization's president at the end of 2017. Ames recently spoke with WAMC about his decision.
This is a very personal decision with the sort of arc of my life and my family's life very much in mind. I'm going to be turning 55 this year. It has always been my hope and dream, together with my wife, that we'll have another different chapter in our life, and this is the right time to do that. We thought if not now, probably never. Of course, I was also thinking of the arc of Berkshire Natural Resources Council, and we've really reached a very high point, and we're sort of in this sort of interlude or transition phase between pushing ourselves to have a greater ambition and a higher profile and complete this capital campaign for the high road. And the next phase of implementation, I thought this is a good time to execute a transition in leadership. I think some new skill sets and stronger skill sets in certain areas that I'm less strong in are going to be welcome for the organization, and it's a great chance to bring fresh energy and perspective into the organization as it continues to evolve and mature.
And you did mention the High Road campaign. Last year, BNRC announced the ambitious $100 million project to create a roughly 200-mile trail network throughout Berkshire County. Do you think your departure at all, though, will impact that campaign?
Well, the campaign itself, we were trying to raise $5 million to sort of seed and leverage what you accurately describe as a over time, probably maybe a $100 million project with 200 miles of trails. That's a long build-out, and that's going to be a long exercise in creating the high road. I really hope that later this fall we can announce the first leg of it, but I would think that every year we would hope to say here's another section that we can open up with our partners. So will it impact it? Sure, I think it will. Any change can have its disruption, but it's a very compelling vision. Without a really rigid blueprint of how and where it will be executed at this time or that time. So there's a lot of flexibility, and there's a lot of opportunity to really put more bones on this. And I think with our great staff and a new leader, that person will have the chance to start with a great idea and a concept and begin to really build it out without having to inherit something that may have been going in a different direction. So I think this is really a good time to make the change.
Overall, during your 16 years leading BNRC, what stand out as some of the organization's top accomplishments?
Well, we have expanded our public access and trails program just exponentially. We had one or two trails when I took over, and now we've got 50 miles of trails. I point to the Hoosick Range in North Adams maybe as our proudest accomplishment, at least the one that I feel most personally proud of. Over the course of a couple of years, we acquired six different properties. We have now protected nearly 1,000 acres on the Hoosick Range and created a three-mile trail that is very popular and is now part of the conceived 100-mile Mohican Mohawk Trail. So it's a place where we did a lot of good conservation work. We opened in a very sensitive way a beautiful area for recreation, and we sort of used it to begin linking the city of North Adams to the mountains to the east and to great places like Savoy State Forest. So I'm very proud of that, but that's something that's been happening all over the place. The Alford Springs Reserve in South County, the Basin Pond Trail, which is right next to October Mountain State Forest in East Lee, is another great one. Finishing the Baldwin Hill Farm Conservation Project in Egremont, which was basically a 15-year project from the 90s into the 2012. I think we wrapped that up. This is work that goes on from generation to generation and from generation of leadership to the next generation. So we've had a very productive decade and a half, and I see the pace continuing.
What is it about the Berkshire Natural Resources Council that it's had only two presidents over its 50-year history, with founder George Wislocki preceding you?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the Berkshires and this organization are a culture that is just really fun and exciting to work in. So that's one thing. I guess we've just been lucky, the right people at the right time. And some people might say, no, you haven't been lucky. You've been a little stagnant. Change is good. But, you know, George founded the organization, and it was his life's work, and he brought me on when I was in my 20s, and when he retired, I took over, and it has been a great fit. I learned so much from him, and the culture of the organization just sank into my bones, and it's been really an honor to be able to continue that and pass that legacy on to the great colleagues that I have now, and we have a wonderful board that understands our place in the community. I can't exactly say why no one ever left, but I felt very lucky to be here all these years.
And, Tad, what is next for you?
Well, that is still a slightly open question. I am very interested and very much enjoy the communications end of the business, communicating with donors, trying to create strategic messages and ideas that will resonate and gain traction in the broader community. I'm trying to see if I can find either a position or develop a private consultancy in those areas. And I've talked to lots of people over the last 4 to 6 months about this and have a few leads, but I'm not ready to say and not able to say exactly where I will be next.
And are you going to have any involvement in selecting BNRC's next president?
My involvement at this point is providing support and insight when asked to our board's search committee. I'm, of course, very interested in the process and want to do anything I can to make the search successful. But I think it's probably wise that I am not hand-picking my successor. We've been through an organizational assessment, working with some consultants at Third Sector New England, and they are doing a great job. They've really nailed down where we're exceptionally strong and where we could be stronger. I'm involved in the process as a sounding board to some extent, but I will not be personally tapping the person who will run this organization next.